Let's begin the Masechta. Masechta Me'ila here on Daf Beis. So the Masechta begins with a Mishnah that says, Kache Kachim Sheshachtim Badaram. So let's say you have a Kachim that you shecht in the south. The din is Kache Kachim is supposed to be shechted in the north, but instead you shechted incorrectly in the south. Mo'alim Ben, there still is a din of Me'ila, because the din is one time has a Kedusha to it, so there's an Issur Me'ila until you've completed the mitzvah. But here they didn't complete the mitzvah. The mitzvah is done incorrectly, and therefore the Kedusha is remaining there, and therefore there's an Issur Me'ila. So let's say Shachtin Bedarom, let's say you shachted in the south, but Kibol Daman Basafam, but you Makabal the Dam in the north, you're supposed to catch it in the north, but the Shechita was still done incorrectly, or Betafon, you shachted the Betafon like you were supposed to shacht the Kachikachim, but Kibol Daman Bedarom, but you're Makabal the Dam in the south, so you did some, one of them was wrong. So these are examples of Me'ila, because since you didn't do the mitzvah properly, it never fulfilled the mitzvah. Only when the mitzvah is done does the Me'ila fall away, but here the mitzvahs were done incorrectly. Let's say Shachar B'Yom V'Zark B'Laila, you did the Shechita the right time, you did the Zrika B'Laila. Or B'Laila V'Zark B'Yom, you did the Shechita at night, you did the Zrika B'Yom. This is also Me'ila, because again, you didn't do the mitzvah properly. Oh, Sheshachton Chutzah Zmanon, you shecht it with the wrong intention, or Chutzim Komam, to eat it outside the Zman that's supposed to be eaten, or shecht it outside the place it's supposed to be eaten. These are all situations of Mu'al Mehen, that there still is it's a Me'ila, even though it's Pasul, because again, the Psul doesn't remove the Kedusha Shebo, only if the mitzvah was done properly does it remove the Kedusha. So if I did a mitzvah and I completed it, so then there's no Me'ila after the Kachim has been complete properly. But if the Kachim wasn't done completely properly, then the Psul exists, that Kedusha still exists, and there would be a violation of Me'ila. So Gemara lays down, the Mishnah lays down the following principle, Klal, Amr Bishua, Bishua says the principle that Kol Shehaya La Shas Het LaKohanim, anything that has Shas Het LaKohanim, meaning there's a moment where it was mutter for the Kohen to partake in the carbon, that indicates that the mitzvah was complete. So then only Ein Mu'alim Behem. So if there was something that the mitzvah was done, we'll give the example. I'll say now, let's say everything, Zrich was done properly, everything was done properly, and then the food is ready to be eaten by the Kohanim, and then let's say after the fact there was a Psul Lina, or Psul Nosa, was left that overnight. Even though it's possible at that point, there is no Me'ila, because before the Psul took effect, there was a Heter Achila. Once there's Heter Achila, that tells me the Kedusha is no longer fully there, and there's no Me'ila. But in contrast to that, says Rabbi Yeshua, V'chol shelo haya lo shas Heter L'Kohanim, any type of Kachim that never experienced Heter V'Kohanim, meaning it became Pasul before the mitzvah was complete, so then there would be Mo'alim Behen, there would be an Issur Me'ila, because the Kedusha is still there. The Kedusha only dissipates if the mitzvah is done properly. If it wasn't done properly, the Kedusha remains and there's an Issur Me'ila. So the Mishnah wants to know now, Ezehu, what's the example? Ezehi, Shehaya Lashas, Heter L'Kohanim. What's an example of a Kachim that had a moment of time where it was a Heter, it was Mutter for the Kohanim to eat, which would mean, again, there's no Me'ila for our purposes. Shelana, if the animal was done properly, but then you just left it out overnight, the Psulina, that came after there was a Heter L'Kohanim ready. Or Shenitma, or became Tame, the animal became Tame after the Zrikas Dam took place, but when the Zrikas Dam took place, it was Tower. And it was a Heter Kohanim, then it became Tameh afterwards, that Shas Heter Kohanim, that is, there is no Isser Mila in those cases. V'sheyatza, something, carbon, the process was done properly, but then you took it outside of Psul Yotzei, these are all cases, again, where there was a Shas Heter Kohanim, and then the Psul came after the fact. In these circumstances, there is no longer a Isser Mila. V'ezehi shelo hayel Shas Heter Kohanim, what the situation where the carbon never experienced a Heter for the Kohanim, which means the Kedusha is retained forever. When the Kohen shechted it, or even the Tzar shechted the animal with the intent of eating it outside the Zman, the intent of eating it outside the Makom, this is already where the Psul took place immediately, where it will never see a Shas Heter Kohanim. Or Shekibla Psulin, or someone who was a apostle, accepted the Dam, a Mum, or a Tameh, or Makabal the Dam. This is a Psul that never had a Shas Heter Kohanim. Or Zarka, as Dama, when they sprinkle the blood by one of the Psulim. These are all situations where the carbon never saw a moment of Shas Heter Kohanim, in which case the Kedusha remains, and there is an Isser Me'ila. By all carbonos, yep. We'll go through all, that's the Masechta. So the Gemara is going to say now, Katani kadshe kadshim sheshachtim bedarum mu'alin behen. So the Braisa, rather the Mishnah said that Kachay Kachim that were shechted in the south, so since you did it improperly, it's possible, but the Kedusha of Kachay Kachim remained, and there would still be a continuous Isser Me'ila. Pshita, of course, this is the case. Mishum de Shechita and Bidarum, Apik Nemide Me'ila. You think, we know, again, what's clear is, if you do the mitzvah properly, then there's no longer Kedusha, and there's no longer an Isser Me'ila. But if you shecht an animal improperly, so who would think shechting an animal improperly would remove the Isser Me'ila? You didn't do it properly. Only when you've done it properly, when you're gomer the mitzvah, is there going to be no longer an Isser Me'ila. But when you did it improperly, incorrectly, that will still be an Isser Me'ila. So what's a havamina that shechting bedarum, there won't be an Isser Me'ila? That the Mishnah has to tell me that there still is an Isser Me'ila. What's the havamina? So Gemara explains, I'll tell you what the Havamina is. Itzrich, you need to tell me. This Agadai Dechamin, I would have thought, Hol of Amar Ula, since Ula holds, and he quotes from Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Kachim Shemesu, if Kachim die, Yatsu Mide Me'ila Davar Torah. When an animal dies, Kachim just drops dead. So the din is, on a deraisa level, there is no Isser Me'ila anymore, because this dead animal, this nevela, is not roi for Mizbeach, it's not roi for Gavoa either, it's not roi for Kachim Dam, you can't even be pulled it. It's a worthless piece of meat now. So therefore, it's mamish nothing, and you can't speak of Kedushin, you can't speak of Me'ila, that's when it just drops dead. So that's a clear din from Dvar Torah. Again, Kachim Shemesu, Yatsu Mide Me'ila Dvar Torah. So Hachanami here as well, you would have had a Havamina, Kachay Kachim Lagabe Darom, that Kachay Kachim, with respect to the south, is Kimo Dechankinan Dame, as if you choked it to death, if you will. Meaning, we know the din of Kachay Kachim has to be shechted, but Tafan has to be shechted in the north. If you shecht it anywhere outside the north, it's just like it dropping dead. So just like a Kachim that drops dead, Shemesa, there's no longer an Isser Me'ila, if you shechted it in a wrong place of Darom, that's like it dropping dead, because it's a useless Kachim, and therefore maybe there shouldn't be an Isser Me'ila anymore. That's what the Havamin is, and that, the Mishnah tells us, Kamash Bala, no, not true. Kachim Shemesu, if an animal dies, Lo Chazu Klal, it's not right for anything. An animal, a Kachim that just drops dead, it's never a Shaykh to do anything with that. About Darom, with respect to the south part of the Azara, Nihid de'ena roi l'kachay kachim. Granted, the darum is useless and worthless for kachay kachim purposes. Aval roi hu l'kachim kalim. But in the world of kachay kalim, it is relevant. You can do a shechita in the darum. So even though for practical purposes it plays no role now, shechting kachay kachim in darum, since it does have some relevance elsewhere in kachim kalim, that means, therefore we can view the shechita in darum as being just a misa b'alma. It's actually something that has some level of significance. But since its significance that doesn't complete the mitzvah properly, it still retained its kedusha, and therefore it's going to have an iser me'ila. So now the Gemara wants to know, Lamali l'misnei kalhani, why does the Mishnah have to teach all the different circumstances in the Mishnah, you know, shechting b'darom, kibol davam b'tzafon, kabbalah b'tzafon, shechita b'darom, why change all these things around? Why yom and laila and yom? So the Gemara explains as follows. Tzricha, you need to teach me all the different permutations. Because Itan, if we taught in the Mishnah only Shachtan Bidarom, we kibol damon b'tzafon, the case of where you shechted in the south, you makaba the blood in the tzafon in the north, so hachad is behumila. There's an ismila because mishum de kabbalah b'tzafon hu. Since you were makaba the dam in the right place, now, granted, nothing's doing with that dam, because once you shechted it b'darom, the kachay kachim is possible. But anyways, he caught the blood in the north, so trying to rectify what he had done wrong. So he caught the blood in the north, so maybe in that case, it's still shayach some level of kedusha there in Isser Me'ila. About shechted b'tzafon, you shechted properly in the north, but kibol damon b'darom, but you're makabel the blood b'darom in the south, which is completely incorrect. And the Kabbalah is an ikra avoda, nafig mide mila. Maybe that should really make it like an animal that mesa. I mean, we're always looking back to, there are two points we're looking at to remove the Isser Me'ila. Either when a mitzvah was done properly to its end, there's no longer an Isser Me'ila, or it was mesa, kachim shemesa, where it just dropped dead. Nothing significant was done. So in those cases, we say there's no mila. So now what happens is, if you did Kabbalah b'tzafon, that's like an animal dropping dead. It was such a useless thing. Because what the Mefarshim explained here is, Shechita versus Kabbalah, the Kabbalah is a more significant avoda than that of Shechita. The reason being is we know Shechita, the Gemara says in a few places, Shechita la'av avoda. Even though Shechita is one of the four stages of the Karbanos, there's Shechita, there's Kabbalah, there's Halacha, and then there's Zrika, the Shechita is called la'av avoda. It's the least significant Maisa, and that's why even a Zar could do the Shechita. Kabbalah is a very serious avoda. So when it comes to Shechting B'tzafon, but the Kabbalah was done B'darom, you did an Iker avoda in the wrong place in the Darom, that's like a Kajm Shemesa, as if the Kajm just died, and maybe it just everything just dissipate, and it shouldn't be an Isma'ila, that's the Havamina, and therefore, we have to teach me that no, even in the case of Shechah B'tzafon, and Kibol Damon B'darom rather, even that case, even though it seems like it's disqualified, it's not that disqualified, it's not like Mesa, Kajm Shemesa, and therefore the Me'ila still exists. Navi Tani Hai, have we only taught the case of Shachet and Kibel Damam, B'tafon, B'darim, B'darim, B'tafon, those two cases. So Havamin, I would have thought, Yemama Zman HaKravahi. So that case, when it comes to the daytime, we know the daytime is the only time it's your right to do Karbanos. So that all took place by Yom, just the different locations were throwing things off. Okay. Aval Shachet B'layla V'zark B'yom. We Shachet in the nighttime, which is completely incorrect. Laila lav zman kakrava. It's not even shaykh to speak of karbanos at nighttime. V'hayde shacha b'layla ema denafik medemila. Maybe you should compare shchita b'layla, the zman, the incorrect zman, like kajim shemesa, as if the kajim dropped dead, which the din is that there's no isamila. So therefore, you have to teach me of no, when shchita is b'layla, still it has an isamila. Okay, now itana shachta b'layla, how we taught the case of the shchita taking place b'layla. Havamin, I would have thought hol v'zark dama b'yom. That's only because the zrikas dam, which is an ikar avoda, was done b'yom. So at least something was done correct. So the iser me'ilah still remains, and therefore is behu me'ilah. Aval shachta b'yom. If you did the shchita b'yom, which is correct, but you did zark daman b'layla, but you did the zrika nighttime, you did an ikar avoda, namely zrika b'layla, that should be like mesa kodshim. Hol lav zman akravahu kiman dechan kinan damu. That should be as if you choked it to death, it just dropped dead and should be insignificant. V'lo is behu me'ila. Kamash milam. We learn from here that no, even though the zrika b'layla, it's still going to be, still have an iser me'ila. Fine. So then the Gemara asks the question. Now that we've established all these different cases, different psulim, that the Isra Mila exists, so the Gemara wants to know now, chutz lezmana, chutzim kamo, l'may chazu. So all the other cases of, tzafon and darum, and even Laila, it does play some significance in kachim. Because Laila, we know we burn fats all night. So Laila and Safon and Dharm, all these have some level of significance. But where do you ever see Chutzes Manon, Chutzem Komon, the Maichazu? When is it ever right for anything? We said the only time something has an Isma'ila still after the Psul is if the Maish that was done has some significance somewhere in Kachem. But Chutzes Manon, Chutzem Komon is always possible. We never tolerate a chutzim komo, chutzim mano. So if it's not chazu for anything, so shouldn't a shchita chutzim mano and a shchita chutzim komo render the animal a kachim shemesa? It should be commanded chankin and damu as if it was choked and just died and therefore no longer an isamila. So Gemara says, ho umiratin lepigulan. Since it has a din by pigul, what does that mean, a din by pigul? So the explanation is, there's a Rashi at the bottom here, I think, carrying on to the other. And to the next page, Rashi says, "Kolomar," going on to the top of the base now, "Hol v'hai shchitas pigol chashiv kuli hai dili olam lo mikve pipigol lechai dekaris ad sheyikaru kol matirin sheyizrak hadam." What he's saying here is that if you do just a shchita with pigol mine, which means the wrong zman or the wrong makom, that will not render the animal a chiv karis to eat it. It's not until you've done pigul in every step of the karban, the shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika. And therefore, since you're not getting the result of a karis from a shchita that was done chutzes mano, or shchita chutzim kamo, granted that it's possible, but it doesn't create an iser karis just yet. So it's not that disqualifying, and therefore, since it's somewhat, not quite a ritzoy, but since it's not a full bone, a full blast pigul, it's acceptable in terms of their retaining the iser Me'ila. Okay. Gemara now tells us in Amud Beis here, in contrast to Krisis, Maseches Me'ila have a very short dafim, which oftentimes indicate it's a little harder. That's why there's a lot of Perushim on the side, but the dafim themselves are quite short. So the Gemara now says on the top of Beis Amar Beis here, Ibarilu, who asks the Gemara, E alu mao sheyerdu. What's a din if any of the psulim listed in the Mishnah, you shechted badaram or you makabla damim badaram? If let's say we know you shouldn't be bringing this as a carbon, it's already possible. But let's say you did. Let's say imalu, you brought it up onto the mizbech mao sheyerdu. Are we going to take it down? If you remember back in Masechta Zvachim, there was a whole parak that talked about certain psulim that were brought up. Imalu, do we say yerdu, bring it down, or imalu, no lo yerdu, we don't bring it down. So there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon rather, and to what extent we say Yardu versus Lo Yardu. So you want to know, these psulim listen in the Mishnah where you did the Shechita in the wrong place, you did the Zrika, Belaila, so what's the din of Imalu, Ma'u Sheyardu? So the Gemara says it's machlokas Amarayim, Rabba Amar Imalu Yardu. If it goes up, you take them down. These carbonos are completely possible. We cannot tolerate them on the Mizbeach. If Yosef comes along and argues, Amar, no, Imalu lo yerdu, if they go up, don't bring them down. Let them stay up on top. So that's the machlokas. So Gemara is now going to qualify this debate. So Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda lo tibarilach, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, there's never not a question, d'chuli alma lo pligi, no one argues, dimalu yerdu. Certainly in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees you bring it down. Rabbi Yehuda has a din that he's more expansive on certain dinim, that everything goes up, any type of psul is brought down. So it's based on the sugya in Zvachim that talks about, it says three different miyutim in the pasuk. It says zman, rather it says zos, it says he, it says ola, that if an animal was shechted at nighttime, or if the blood was spilled, or if you brought it yotze, psul yotze, these are three examples where he says imalu, yerju. So these psulim listed in the Mishnah is also, they're no better than these cases, and they should also imalu, yerdu, just like the din of Rabbi Yehuda in general. So there was never a question to Rabbi Yehuda, that is certainly imalu yerdu. But ki pligi, when do they argue? When do Rabba and Rabbi Yosef argue? According to Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, his is the question. He holds in general that all psulim imalu lo yerdu. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef embraces the shittas Rabbi Shimon, that imalu lo yerdu. Why should the psulim in here Masachas Me'ila be any different? Imalu lo yerdu. Rabba, however, distinguishes. Rabba Amar Lach, Rabba says back to Rav Yosef, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon ela b'nitonin lemata shenosan lema'ala o b'nitnin lema'ala shenosan lemata. He only says his case that if you sprinkled the blood in the wrong spot, so imalu lo yerdu, leave it up there. Will yolam the shachtin v'kibol davam mitzafam, because the shechita was done correctly, the kabbalah was done correctly, and even the shechita, and I guess he implies the halacha, and the kabbalah were all done correctly. The only thing that was done wrong was the final ma'isa of the zrika. So in that case, the final zrika was done wrong, since everything prior was done correctly. That's where Rabbi Shimon says, "Imalu lo yerdu, don't bring it down. We can accept that." But here, v'halcha came on the shacht and bedarim. But since the initial ma'isa, the initial avoda, the beginning was done psul, belaila was done bedarim. In this case, even Rabbi Shimon will agree. Kaman dechankinan dami, as if it just died, it should be a kikajim shemesu, and therefore imalu. So that's the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. So Gemara now quotes from our very Mishnah, Tanan. The Mishnah tells us, Kachi Kachim, Sheshachtim Medarim Mualim Behem. So if you have Kachi Kachim that were shechted in the south, the din is there's an Isra Me'ilah still. So Bishmal Rav Yosef Nicha. This all makes sense to Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef says, since the Shechita, since Rav Yosef holds that Rabbi Shimon says across the board, that any type of psul, imalu, lo yerdu. So even though the shechita was done b'darom, you go up and you leave it there. But how, ela le Rabba, how is Rabba going to explain this? Akasha. Rabba said here by Masechas Me'ilah that din should be imalu, it should be yerdu. So, but if it's yerdu, doesn't that imply there's no kedusha anymore? And if there's no kedusha anymore, there should be no iser Me'ilah in these cases. So the Gemara seems to be aligning the din of Me'ilah to din of yerdu. If there still is an Issa Me'ilah, that means there's still Kedusha, Imalu, Lo Yerdu, it shouldn't go down. But if Imalu is Yerdu, we take it down, that indicates there's no Kedusha anymore, and there should not be an Issa Me'ilah. So according to Rabbi Rabba, there should not be an Issa Me'ilah. It's a garnish if you shechted b'darum, as if you choked it, as if it just dropped dead. There's no Imalu, Lo Yerdu, Imalu Yerdu, and there should not be an Issa Me'ilah. And Gemara says, no. Rabbi tells me, my mo'alim behen, what does it mean me'ilah in the Mishnah? Means b'dirabana. On a deraisa level, Rabbi says, there is no issa me'ilah. Shechita b'daron is so possible, it's like kajim shemesu. And there's no issa me'ilah in the deraisa level. Imalu yerdu. But the Mishnah is just telling us that on a Dirabanan level, Chachamim created an Isser Me'ilah. And we're going to see a lot of this, of distinctions between Isser Me'ilah Deraisa, Me'ilah Dirabanan, or no Me'ilah at all.
And therefore what?
Lo Yer, do it. The Ma'isa Tzir do it.
Because of
Dirabanan. Yeah, the Be'etzem, it's not a Kachim. So the Gemara then says, Ma'ika Bein Deraisa Le Dirabanan. So what's the difference? If you can't get Hana on a Dirais level versus a Dirabon level, in the end of the day, you can't get Hana. It's an Isser Me'ilah. And the Gemara says the distinction is as follows. Dirais Mishal Min Chomesh, and Dirabon Lo. So when they created the Isser Dirabon, they were going to learn more about how the Isser Dirabon works, but in terms of payment, they have an obligation to pay money for the Mila, but there is no Chomesh, there is no additional payment. The Chomesh only exists on violations of Diraisa, but the violations of Dirabon do not include the Isser of Chomesh. Okay, so if you look at Tosfos here, no? Mai. If you look at all the way in the bottom, there's a very short Tosfos here. You see, Umay, it's five lines up from the bottom. It says, Mai Ika Bein Derais L'Derabanan, Habamat to the Meimah Dimidarabanan Lo Maisi Ashim Me'ila. There could be another difference. There's no carbon. Isser Dirabanan of Mila does not generate a carbon, only an Isser Dirais of Mila. That could have been another nafkamina, says Tosos. Vadifa Mine, Kamishani, the answer is better. Tafil Chomish Leka. Not even is there a Chomish. So Kol Shagain Dilo Maisi Ashim Davi Chulim Bazar. And certainly not an Ashim, because an Ashim would be a Chulim Bazar. I'm not really obligated to bring a carbon, and I'm bringing one, that's a violation of Chulim Bazar. So really, these are two nafkaminas, the Chomish and the obligation to bring a carbon. So Gemara says, wait a second. This whole idea of a Mila Dirabanan, Mi'ika Mila Dirabanan, does that exist? Who says there's a Mila Dirabanan? Where did that come from? And where is it in? There is such a thing as a Mila Dirabanan. The Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kachim Shemesu, Yathamide Mila Divar Torah. So we had the statement on Amar Aleph here that they leave the state of Mila Divar Torah. We'll just say, it's a Mila. What's it's a Mila Divar Torah? So Alma, that implies, Midarais lo Islam, there's no Isidarais of Mila on these cases. However, Bidirabanan, the implication is Bidirabanan Isbun. So that's by that case. So Hachanami Bidirabanan here as well. When our Mishnah uses the word Mi'ilah here in the beginning of Maseches Mi'ilah, it only means an Isser Mi'ilah Midirabanan. The Gemara now says, Lema, let's suggest as follows. Lema, maybe we could say, Nema, Lema Tanina Luha de Ula. So maybe this din of Ula should really be a Mishnah. What's this question again? So look at Rashi. See Rashi, it's around it's the wide lines, around 10 down, 10 lines down, the wide lines. He says, Lema Laraba Tanina Laha De'ula Am Rabbi Yochanan. So what's going on here is, Dimasnisa Nami Shemina Le. Milo Amrina, do we not say, Dekaji Kajim Sheshachnim Badarim? You shechted a carbon in the south when you weren't supposed to. Kiman de chankina and damut, like as if it just died. Habu kachim shemesu. Vikatani moal mehen, it says this is an Isser Me'ilah. Vamin and maid moel midirbanam. We say that Mila in the Mishnah is midirbanam, but the midiraisa, less mumila. The kamrinan imalu, yerdu, if it goes up, we take it down. The kachim shemesu damu. Im kain, hainu ula, umai kamashlan had ula. I mean, this statement of ula, that kachim shemesu, that there's an Isser Me'ilah dirabanan, that's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us as well. Why does Ula have to repeat that which we already know from our Mishnah here, Maseches Me'ilah? Ula, who's an Amora, is not going to repeat that which was mentioned in the Mishnayos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan responds back to explain that Afagav de Tanina, even though you're right, we learn in the Mishnah this concept of an Isser Me'ilah dirabanan in these cases, it's Yechd Ula, you still need Ula. Because I would have thought Hachalo Badilan Minon. Because here, the kachin that were shechted in the south, people are not going to separate from. They're going to think, oh, it was still a good shechita. They did the right shechita, but they did it in the wrong place. Oh, what's the big deal? Tzafon, Darom, North, South, East, West, who really cares? And therefore, people won't separate. They have to institute an Isser Me'ilah. No, guys, stay away. This is an Isser Me'ilah. Don't touch it. Now, even though Me'ilah Deraisa doesn't exist, they have to create an Isser Me'ilah Midirabanan because people would think to you could just take that animal away. About Kachim Shemesu, Ho Bedila Minon, but Kachim dropped dead, it didn't have a Shechita, just dropped dead, no one's going to, it's a Nevela. No one's going to touch a Nevela, no one's going to come near a Nevela. There's no need for an Isser Me'ilah Midirabanan by a Nevela. Ema Filo Me'ilah Midirabanan Lo, they never instituted an Isser Me'ilah. Kamash Milan, we learn from Ula that even in the case of Kachim Shemesu, the din is that they created an Isser Me'ila Mi Dirabanan. Okay, so let's stop here. Mizah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Great start to the Masechta.